live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, the prosecution of a former paratrooper accused of two murders on Bloody Sunday has reached a courtroom for the first time. Gardaí will hold off on reorganising the border divisions as part of its new policing plan until there is more certainty over Brexit. The true extent of potential coastal erosion in Inishowen has been highlighted in a new report. And a Donegal GP and former junior government minister says if certain tests were conducted by GPs, it may relieve the pressure faced at Letterkenny University Hospital. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly coming up at about 5:15. But first in news, the case of Soldier F has been adjourned today. The prosecution of a former paratrooper accused of two murders on Bloody Sunday has reached a courtroom for the first time. Soldier F also faces five attempted murder charges in relation to the shootings in Derry in 1972. Sky Senior Ireland correspondent David Blevins reports.
Relatives of those killed on Bloody Sunday had described this as a significant event. It was the first hearing in the case against the only former soldier charged in relation to the events of that day 47 years ago. But the defence have indicated that they intend challenging the evidence and will seek to call witnesses at a mixed committal hearing, so the case has been adjourned until December.
Following today's adjournment, in a statement, Madden and Finucane solicitors who represent some of the families killed and injured on Bloody Sunday say they intend to write to the PPS to ask it to robustly challenge Soldier F's anonymity. They stated that Soldier F should be prosecuted in a manner consistent with the prosecution of the vast majority of the limited number of soldiers who were prosecuted in the past for murder and attempted murder without the benefit of anonymity. Gardaí will hold off on reorganising the border divisions as part of its new policing plan until there is more certainty over Brexit. Garda Commissioner Drew Harris also confirmed to the Oireachtas Justice Committee that Cavan is being considered for an armed support unit as part of the force's preparations for a hard Brexit. Under the new plans, the number of divisions along the border will be reduced from 4 to 2, with the Donegal Garda Division to merge with Sligo and Leitrim as part of the proposals. Donegal Deputy Thomas Pringle, who attended the committee today, says what needs urgent attention is the lack of access to an armed support unit for Gardaí in the county.
The Commissioner was in before the Justice Committee today to outline the changes that are going to happen in the coming months in relation to how Gardaí operations are managed across the country. So he was answering questions from members in relation to that, and I was able to put a number of questions to him and how the policing service is operating at the moment in Donegal and how this will improve, if any, as he sees with these changes that he's putting forward.
And today, Commissioner Harris also said that he would hold off ahead of Brexit in relation to the border, but this is deeply concerning.
Yeah, I mean, he basically said that they were leaving the border positions to last, and basically in the changes that they're making within how the policing is managed within the country, to see what actually a form of Brexit is taking place and what the policing requirements will be for that. And I suppose, in a sense, that probably makes sense, because as we all know, nobody knows what form of Brexit we're going to have yet at the minute, so we don't know what the implications are going to be for that. But it makes it difficult for everybody, I suppose, in terms of how they plan and that there. But, you know, the existing situation in relation to Donegal, like, I mean, where you have a situation where an armed response, if Donegal looks for an armed response, they have to go down to Claremorris in Mayo, which is over an hour and a half from Bundoran, never mind from Letterkenny or anywhere else. So that's really not sufficient and not adequate at all, and needs to be improved upon regardless of whether this new plan takes place or not.
A report published by Ulster University has recommended that no more sand or material is to be removed from Lag and Ballyliffin, and that both beaches be placed under continuous shoreline monitoring. Following this study, it has also recommended that part of Ballyliffin Golf Club's course be moved inland. The report did, however, indicate that the erosion would not be permanent, but Cathaoirleach of the Inishowen Municipal District, Councillor Marcia McDermott, is calling on Donegal County Council to see what can be done to counteract the issue.
there's not really anything that can be done or will be done or needs to be done to do that, that it will take its course and it will erode and it will go back again over a long, many period of years. I suppose that's all well and good for a report to say that, but, you know, there's livelihoods, there's people at risk, there's land at risk. There's a number of things at stake here, and I think that, you know, looking at the report, it's something that really needs to be taken to the further step, both by Donegal County Council and by ourselves, to see was there anything else that we can do to make sure that the erosion is at least eased over the next number of years.
And was anything discussed at the meeting in terms of mitigating that erosion into the future?
Not really, because the report, I suppose, wasn't really to say what mitigation processes could be done there. I suppose they said that small things could be done, but they weren't giving anything to, like, boulders or, you know, that type of thing to stop erosion. I suppose they wouldn't be in place to make those recommendations, and that would have to be all part of a discussion with National Parks Wildlife, the OPW, and Donegal County Council through a planning process. But that wasn't something that they recommended. They recommended that the erosion would keep going for whatever length of time. No one could put a timeline on that, but at a point that erosion would turn and the sand that's been deposited out at sea at the minute would be reinstated back in to the dunes and to the areas that the erosion is happening in.
Fianna Fáil have brought forward a private member's motion in the Dáil today to highlight what the party says is a downward spiral in beef prices, which has resulted in farmer protest, factories closing and workers being laid off. While welcoming the deal struck over the weekend, Donegal Deputy Charlie McConlogue says it is now important that space is given to farm organisations to advocate all aspects of the deal to their members, and that Meat Industry Ireland and the Minister for Agriculture ensure that all agreed actions are implemented promptly. The Fianna Fáil agriculture spokesperson, speaking in the Dáil a short time ago, told Minister Michael Cree that it's about time farmers receive fair treatment.
Minister, the message from Fianna Fáil here today, it's time the government woke up and started listening to farmers and started addressing these issues. Our motion outlines some key further policies and measures the government need to take to assist with the situation. And we're asking that once and for all, you actually listen, take that on board, and once this motion is passed tonight, actually follow through and implement it and bring about some improvement to the situation, very necessary improvement to the lot that farmers have across the country, and ensure that they actually get fair play, Minister.
Police say a County Fermanagh businessman has suffered severe and brutal injuries to his legs, torso and face after being abducted from his home in Derry Lynn. Kevin Looney from Quinn Industrial Holdings pulled up outside his home at around 6:40 yesterday evening. His car was rammed before masked men smashed the windows and pulled him from it. The PSNI believes four men were involved in the attack. Superintendent Clive Beatty says from there he was bundled into a car boot and driven away at speed.
They drove for a period of time to an unknown location, whereupon he was removed from the vehicle and savagely beaten about the body. After the savage attack, he was then bundled into another vehicle, driven for another short period of time, and then he was dumped on the side of the road just outside Cavan to fend for himself with his severe injuries.
A Donegal GP and former junior government minister says if certain tests were conducted by GPs, it may relieve the pressures faced by Letterkenny University Hospital. Dr. James McDade was reacting to the latest Trolley Watch report, which shows that almost 40 people were awaiting inpatient beds at the hospital this morning. Previously, GPs had responsibility to carry out a range of tests within their own practice. However, in recent years, the tests were redirected to local hospitals. Dr. McDade believes this is one measure that would alleviate the bed crisis at the hospital.
We have to get into it to try and prevent people from attending the A&E, and a lot of the cases that are possibly on hospital beds at the minute, that are on trolleys at the minute, they could be dealt with elsewhere. I mean, we as GPs also have certain problems in that we refer quite a number of patients to the hospital. Perhaps, well, I always say, but not because we can't we have to, in the interest of the patient, because we have also been denied certain tests that we would normally that we normally had. You know, for example, fecal occult bloods. We used to have tests for those. We could actually, you know, send away tests. We used to have. We could do troponin tests for people who came in with chest pain. In other words, you come in to me with a chest pain, and I've got a bit of suspicion about it. Okay, I can do a troponin test, which would indicate whether you are actually having an angina or a minor heart attack. But all those tests are there. I can't sit in somebody who's got a chest pain. I need to have those tests available to me. And this is, there are areas like that. If you know what I mean, there are certain tests that are actually have been taken from the general practitioner that he could use to perhaps prevent a number of those people ending up. The people that are on the collies are obviously people who are very, very sick, and the only situation you could manage there would be to provide beds, to open up wards that may be closed.
A car stolen from an address in Strabane on Monday night has been located in County Donegal. The vehicle, a blue BMW, was stolen from the Orchard area of Strabane. The PS now have confirmed that the car, which has suffered significant damage, was located today by an Garda Síochána. Three young men are due in court tomorrow morning in connection with the incident. An agreement has been reached between the Department of Agriculture and local knackeries to recommence services. It follows serious concern this week that over 100 dead animals were still waiting to be collected from various farms across the county. The service is to resume on a temporary basis. However, it's expected that it will be reinstated on a permanent basis in the near future. Donegal Deputy Pat the Cope Gallagher says farmers in Donegal will be relieved.
It's important that a decision was taken quickly. I think all sides realised the implications if this were to continue, and if licences were not granted to farmers to bury on their own land, then there were health and safety and pollution issues. So thankfully, it has now been resolved.
Industrial action by school secretaries is set to go ahead on Friday in a row with the Department of Education over pay. A meeting between the FORSA union and department officials ended this morning without agreement. FORSA says most secretaries earn just €12,500 a year and have to sign on during school holidays. Secretaries at 1,000 schools will stop work for an hour at the start of the school day, and protests will also take place at around 250 schools.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure. Get 15% off your next online order using the code FITNESS. Some exclusions apply.
It's 14 minutes past five and time for the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We're going to start with soccer. Troy Parrott started and scored for Tottenham under-23s in their opening group game of the UEFA Youth League today. The young Spurs side drew 1-1 with Olympiacos this afternoon. Now, as for the Spurs seniors, they begin their Group B campaign away to Olympiacos at 5-6. Spurs boss Mauricio Pochettino doesn't think his team will be viewed differently by other sides in Europe because they made the final last time.
No one today is thinking or give us like a contender to be again in the final in Istanbul this season. But that is normal, I think. But that is make, again, very exciting our run in Champions League.
The other game in that group sees Bayern Munich entertain Red Star Belgrade. Manchester City and their makeshift defence are away to Shakhtar Donetsk from 8 o'clock tonight. City boss Pep Guardiola has stressed the importance of winning their opening game. He says getting maximum points away could turn out to be very important.
At home we are a strong team, but we know, have experience for last season when we started at home and we lost against Olympique Lyon, and after we were lucky because the other games, the other opponents, they didn't win the games and we won our games, and that's why we could qualify. But it's a short competition, it's 6 games, and you have to be careful.
Group C's other game sees Atalanta make their Champions League debut away to Dynamo Zagreb. The most glamorous tie of the night on paper is without doubt the Group A clash of Paris Saint-Germain taking on the mighty Real Madrid. The tributes have been paid to former Rangers midfielder Fernando Rixon, who died following a battle with motor neuron disease at the age of 43. The Netherlands international spent 6 years at Ibrox, making 182 appearances and winning a number of trophies, including a domestic treble under Alex McLeish in 2003. He was inducted into the club's Hall of Fame in 2014. Victor Lindelof has become the latest player to agree a contract extension at Manchester United. The Swedish international defender has signed a new deal, keeping him at the Premier League club until June 2024. Rory McIlroy believes he's very capable of achieving his target of 2 wins from his next 5 events to equal his career best season. The Northern Irishman has already won the Players' Championship, the Canadian Open and Golf's Tour Championship in 2019. McIlroy says he's determined not to rest on his laurels as he tries to close the gap on world number one Brooks Koepka.
The most I've ever won in a season is 5. I'd love to at least equal that, try to better that. It's just keep going. Keep, you know, try not to let my foot off the pedal and, you know, finish the year the way I started it on a very positive note.
McIlroy, meanwhile, has said he will compete in next year's Irish Open whenever or wherever it is played. The world number 2 missed this year's event at Lahinch in early July to focus on preparing for the Open at Royal Portrush, where he did, of course, miss the cut. However, next year's Irish Open is set to move to May because the PGA Tour scheduling changes. McIlroy said, "I wouldn't miss it 2 years in a row." In other golf news, Robert Carlson is the first vice captain to be named for the European team for the 2020 Ryder Cup at Whistling Straits. The Swede performed the same role under Thomas Bjorn for the victorious side in Paris last year. Captain Padraig Harrington says it was a no-brainer to go with Carlson once again.
He provides a great sounding board, a very logical, very straight sounding board to talk to for myself for the next year, because there will be other vice captains, but like in a lot of instances, you have to wait. You know, there's other guys who potentially could make the team that could be vice captains, but I need a vice captain now.
In rugby, Ireland coach Andy Farrell is confident the abilities of Jordan Lamar and Andrew Conway should they start Sunday's World Cup opener against Scotland. Rob Kearney and Keith Earls were both able to partake in training today, with the coaching staff hopeful the experienced pair can play in Yokohama on Sunday. Both Lamar and Conway are waiting in the wings should Kearney and Earls be ruled out, and Farrell believes that they will be up for the task.
Jordan's a young lad, but where he's come in the last couple of years is remarkable, really. So I think they don't just see themselves as part of the squad now. I think they see themselves as a team members that are building for something special, hopefully, at the weekend.
Boxing, Ireland will leave the World Elite Championships in Russia without a medal. Belfast Kurt Walker lost his featherweight quarterfinal to a Mongolian southpaw. Send batter Eden Ambat by a unanimous decision this afternoon. Walker was Ireland's last remaining fighter in the championship. Well, it was another successful day of athletics at Finn Valley with the cross-country event for the secondary schools. Over 500 students from 23 schools attended in ideal conditions. It was an excellently organised event by club members and students from the Finn Valley College. The first-year girls was won by St Columba's Stranraer. First-year boys, Summerhill Sligo. Second-year girls, Thornhill Derry. Second-year boys, St Michael's Enniskillen. Third year Loretto Letterkenny and third year boys Loretto Mulford, while Summerhill Sligo won the senior boys. A busy week of activity will continue this coming weekend on Sunday at Finn Valley with the Champions Cup, which is an inter-club event. In Gaelic Games, the Donegal Minor Division 2 Championship Final is on tonight. It's Clonhilly against Four Masters in Convoy. Starts at 7:30 under the lights this evening. And finally, this weekend, the last run of games in the Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Donegal Senior Football Championship takes place, and there is a lot at stake. Technically, Milford are the only team through to the quarterfinals and will top their group. Kilcar and Neve Connell are in pole position to join them as their respective group winners. There is a championship report now available in the sports section of HighlandRadio.com, looking at the possible outcomes in the final series of games before the knockout stages. It's available online on the Highland website now. That's it, Michaela. Tom Comack will have the GA programme later tonight as from 8:30. Next bulletin is after the 8 news tomorrow morning.
Thanks, Oisin. And returning to some news, Donegal Deputy Pearse Doherty says for too long successive governments have effectively abandoned the country's offshore islands, and that needs to change. Deputy Doherty brought a motion before the Dáil last night calling for an action plan for islands. He is urging the government to do more to protect and develop offshore islands in Donegal and elsewhere.
They want to make sure that they have recreational, educational, health options, that meets the needs of them, their families, their children, and and it's important that we have a diversity of different options for them. Now, we've heard, unfortunately, many promises over the past number of years in relation to island communities. We've heard promises, for example, that infrastructure in Maharorti that would serve as Tory would have been completed by next year. That's not going to happen. The new boat for Tory was supposed to be completed, and it was announced in 2017. It would take 18 months for it to happen. That's not happening either. So what we need is, you know, there are good, vibrant communities. There's good organisations in the Core Commons there on the islands that are working there. But the state agencies need to work with them. But there's also another part, which is the islands that have been deserted. And as I said yesterday in the Dáil Chamber, you know, the islands can't be something that divides the Dáil. What we need to put aside are political differences. We need to recognise that the island and the island communities are one of the national treasures that this state has. They have a cultural and linguistic heritage that is second to none. They're a place apart. They're unique, and they're a huge offering in terms of tourist potential. So what we need to do is grab that potential with both hands, work with the communities, get all the state agencies together, produce a plan, produce a time frame with actions that are agreed with the local communities, and let's deliver it. And that's what yesterday's motion was about, that Sinn Féin are very, very happy to support.
And finally, a Donegal County Councillor is calling on the local authority to end the process of buying houses in the private market and instead concentrate on building homes. Councillor Micheál Colmagill-Osburgh was speaking at this week's meeting of the Glenties Municipal District, at which members were told that 10 properties had been bought in recent months, with 23 acquisitions in progress. Councillor Micheál-Osburgh says the council shouldn't be dependent on the private sector.
This is all down to one thing, and that is the ideology of all the majority of the political parties is to look towards the private sector. We need to start building houses. As somebody once says, when we had money, when we had no money, we were building houses. We have money now, and they're not building houses. It's an absolute disgrace on the state that we're not providing the need of the people who we're here to represent.
You also made the point that the crisis may be worse than we think, because you believe there are many people who are homeless that aren't declaring it, and you put out a very clear message at this meeting today. If you need a home, apply.
Absolutely. There's scores of people that I talk to on a regular basis who are single people, women and men, who say very clearly, look, the chances of me getting a home is absolutely zero, because there are people out there with children who are looking for homes as well. So people know what's happening on the ground. It's unfortunately that the government and the politicians who know what's happening on the ground too and don't act. So if anybody's out there who are single, do apply for a home. You're entitled to a home as anybody else. And then it'll start to reflect the real need that's out there. But the state has to start rebuilding homes for people. At the end of the day, we pay the state to look after the interests of the people, and the best interest of the people is to start building.
Weather now: dry this evening with good sunshine in most areas. Dry tonight also with clear spells. Some mist or fog patches forming overnight with lowest temperatures of 4 to 8 degrees. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, the case of Soldier F has been adjourned today. The prosecution of a former paratrooper accused of two murders on Bloody Sunday has reached a courtroom for the first time. A report published by Ulster University has recommended that no more sand or material is to be removed from Lag and Ballyliffin, and that both beaches be placed under continuous shoreline monitoring. Following the study, it has also recommended that part of Ballyliffin Golf Club's course be moved inland. A Donegal GP and former junior government minister says if certain tests were conducted by GPs, it may relieve the pressures faced by Letterkenny University Hospital. Dr James McDade was reacting to the latest Trolley Watch report, which shows that almost 40 people were waiting inpatient beds at the hospital this morning. And an agreement has been reached between the Department of Agriculture and local knackeries to recommence services. It follows serious concern this week that over 100 dead animals were still waiting to be collected from various farms across Donegal. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notice is for this Wednesday evening, September the 18th. The death has taken place of Margaret Peggy Duffy Tona Carrigans. Fiona leaving her home on Friday morning at 20 past 10, going to St. Bathan's Church St. Johnston for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock. Interment in All Saints Cemetery, Newton Cunningham. The death has taken place of Sarah Baxter, Tully Annan, Newton Cunningham. Her remains will be reposing at her home this evening from 7 o'clock. Funeral on Saturday morning, leaving her home at 10:15, going to All Saints Church, Newton Cunningham, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only. Donations in lieu of desire to Newton Cunningham Day Centre, care of any family member or Murphy Funeral Directors. The death has taken place of Bernadette Shields Moras Tamney Fanid. Requiem Mass will be held in St. Columbus Church Mass Mount at 11 o'clock on Saturday morning, followed by interment in the adjoining graveyard. House private at the request of the deceased. Family flowers only. Donations in lieu of desire to St. Vincent de Paul and the RNLI, care of any family member or McAteer Funeral Directors. The death has occurred of Alphonsus Fonsi Gowan, Parkview Care Home, formerly of 12 Strabane Road, Castle Derg. Fonsi's remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral Mass from there on Friday morning at 11:30 for Requiem Mass at 12 midday in St. Francis of Assisi Church, Drumna Bay, with burial afterwards in Cairncorn Cemetery. No flowers or mass cards, please, at the request of the deceased. Donations in lieu of desire to Parkview Residence Comfort Fund, care of any family member or Sean O'Kane, Funeral Director. The death has taken place of Christina Gamble, 23 Bonamain, Bridgend. Her remains will be reposing at her home from 8 o'clock tonight. Funeral on Friday morning, leaving her home at 10:15, going to St. Angus's Church, Burt, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, followed by interment in Burt Cemetery. Family flowers only. Donations in lieu of desire to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or Murphy Funeral Directors. The death has occurred of Gerard Grant, Pollen Green, Ballyliffin, Clonmany. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral from there on Friday morning at 10:30, going to St Mary's Church, Clonmany, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the new graveyard. Family flowers only, please. Donations if desired to the Oncology Unit, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of McFeely Funeral Directors or any family member. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. until 10 a.m. And the death has taken place of Susan Wasson, known as Susie, 250 Town Parks Convoy. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral leaving there tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock for service in Convoy Presbyterian Church at 2 o'clock, with burial in the family plot in the adjoining graveyard. Family flowers only. Donations if desired to Convoy Presbyterian Church Refurbishment Fund, care of any family member or Terence McClintock Funeral Director. Family time from 11 p.m. until 11 a.m.